This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Endometriosis affects 10% of women, yet faces chronic underrecognition, BBC investigation reveals. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MDM PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. A new BBC investigation has highlighted the profound impact of endometriosis, a condition affecting approximately 1 in 10 women of reproductive age, yet remaining chronically under-recognized and under-treated across healthcare systems. The investigation, led by BBC presenter Emma Barnett, who lives with the condition, documents how women face diagnostic delays averaging 7 to 8 years and inadequate pain management that significantly impacts their quality of life. Key takeaways: endometriosis affects approximately 10% of women of reproductive age globally. According to WHO estimates, average diagnostic delay ranges from 7 to 8 years, leaving women without proper treatment. The condition causes debilitating pain that significantly impacts work, relationships, and daily functioning. 1 in 10 women of reproductive age affected by endometriosis worldwide. Endometriosis, a hidden women's health crisis. Key statistics on prevalence, diagnosis delays, and healthcare gaps. 190 million women affected globally. 7 to 8 years average diagnostic delay. 10% of reproductive age women. Source: World Health Organization, 2023. Georgian Medical Journal News. Women share stories of diagnostic delays and dismissed symptoms. The BBC investigation featured personal accounts from women who described years of severe pelvic pain being dismissed or misdiagnosed by healthcare providers. According to the World Health Organization, endometriosis occurs when tissue similar to the uterine lining grows outside the uterus, causing inflammation, scarring, and severe pain. Many women interviewed described how their symptoms were normalized or attributed to typical menstrual pain, delaying proper diagnosis and treatment. The investigation highlighted systemic issues in women's healthcare, where pain complaints are often minimized or inadequately investigated. Emma Barnett's personal experience with endometriosis adds weight to calls for improved awareness among both healthcare providers and the public. Research published in recent studies confirms that diagnostic delays remain a persistent problem across different healthcare systems. For more insights on women's health research, see our new studies coverage. Healthcare system gaps leave women without adequate support. The investigation revealed significant gaps in healthcare provision for endometriosis patients. Many women reported receiving inadequate pain management options and limited access to specialist gynecological care. The condition's impact extends beyond physical symptoms, affecting mental health, work productivity, and personal relationships. According to healthcare advocates interviewed in the BBC report, current treatment pathways often fail to provide comprehensive care. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recognizes endometriosis as a significant women's health issue, requiring improved clinical guidelines and provider education. The investigation calls attention to the need for better training among healthcare providers to recognize endometriosis symptoms and provide appropriate referrals. This aligns with broader discussions about gender bias in healthcare and the importance of taking women's pain seriously. Policy responses and calls for healthcare reform. Barnett's investigation specifically challenges government ministers to take action on improving endometriosis care and recognition. The report highlights how policy changes could address diagnostic delays and improve access to specialist treatment. International health organizations, including the World Health Organization, have called for increased research funding and improved clinical guidelines for endometriosis management. The condition's significant impact on quality of life and economic productivity makes it a priority for public health intervention. The BBC investigation adds to growing calls for healthcare system reforms that better address women's health needs. For updates on health policy developments, visit our health policy section. Endometriosis affects an estimated 190 million reproductive-aged women and girls globally, yet diagnostic delays of 7 to 8 years remain common across healthcare systems. World Health Organization Factsheet, 2023. what this means for patients. Women experiencing severe menstrual pain should advocate for proper evaluation and seek specialist care when symptoms significantly impact daily life. For clinicians, healthcare providers need better training to recognize endometriosis symptoms and provide timely referrals to gynecological specialists. For policymakers, healthcare systems require improved guidelines, specialist capacity, and funding to address the significant burden of endometriosis on women's health. Frequently asked questions: what are the main symptoms of endometriosis? Common symptoms include severe pelvic pain, particularly during menstruation, pain during intercourse, heavy menstrual bleeding, and in some cases, fertility problems. The WHO notes that pain severity doesn't always correlate with disease extent. Why does endometriosis take so long to diagnose? Diagnostic delays occur due to symptoms being dismissed as normal period pain, lack of awareness among healthcare providers, and the need for specialized examination or surgery for definitive diagnosis. What treatments are available for endometriosis? Treatment options include pain management medications, hormonal therapies to reduce estrogen levels, and surgical removal of endometrial tissue. Treatment plans should be individualized based on symptom severity and fertility goals. The BBC's investigation represents an important step in raising awareness about endometriosis and its significant impact on women's lives. As healthcare systems grapple with addressing this widespread condition, continued advocacy and policy attention will be essential to improve diagnosis, treatment, and support for the millions of women affected globally. Source: Emma Barnett. We can't ignore this disease that leaves one in 10 women like me in agony.